What's up, everybody? Alright, so I don't sure, but I think I did this story before, but this is about a dream that I had. And right now, at this point in time, right this second, this dream has come back into my mind, and so I'm going to tell y'all about it. Going to be called Dante's Peak. Okay, so a while back, maybe about a year or two ago, I had a dream. And the dream was weird. I was in the hospital. I'm gonna take it back to about right around the time when the pandemic started. And I ended up in a hospital. I was going through a sickle cell crisis. This is the truth, you know, setting here. I was going through a sickle cell crisis. I ended up in a hospital. And I ended up falling asleep because of all the medications they had given me at the time. So, here in my sleep, I had a dream, and in this dream, this is a weird dream, but I'm gonna tell y'all about it. In the dream, okay, not in the dream, while I was in the hospital, I always take my heating pad because it makes me feel better. So I had my heating pad with me, and it was on, okay? So it was on. Now, that's a key factor to this dream, okay? So, in the dream, I don't know how or when it started. Well, I don't know the starting of the dream. But in the dream, I was, like, on the sidewalk. And it seemed like Armageddon was going on because there were people running and driving and people yelling and screaming, and it's really, really hot and it's really, really bright, but it was more like fire everywhere. And I could see a church. And I want to say the church looks kind of like that movie, Silent Hill. And everybody was going into, not everybody, most people were going into the church. People that I knew from church and people that I knew in my family that always, I'm holier than thou, the ones that go to church faithfully. They were going inside of this church. It's something just like the movie Silent Hill. It seemed to look like that. Me, I'm on the sidewalk. I don't know, I had something in my hand or something like that. I'm on the sidewalk and I'm like watching all of this go on. In the streets, people's cars was melting. And the tires were melting. Just a lot of screaming and yelling. If you ever seen a photo of Dante's Peak, I want you to visualize that, because the people that were melting and running the streets screaming and yelling, a lot of them, their faces were turned to the back of their head, like the back of their head had their faces on it, and they were walking backwards. And you know, liars and thieves. You gotta have to know what Dante Peak is in order to actually visualize it. The first time that I ever seen or heard about Dante's Peak was in the movie Angels and Demons that starred Tom Hanks. So you might want to check that out. Anyway, Dante's Peak. Those are what the people who are melting seem to be looking like. And then you had the people that was going into the church. I saw lots of my family members, my cousin Natasha, my mom, all of them was going into the church. I wasn't about to go into the church. I'm not part of the church. I'm not going into the church. I no longer affiliate myself with the church people. At the end of the church, this was a long church now, in the auditorium, and I was just like, maybe I should go, but then something said no. When I looked at the end of the church, on the outside of the building, it was going into somebody's stomach, like a demon's stomach. It was a big, huge, humongous demon, and the church was connected to its stomach. Meanwhile, the people were on the street and they were melting, screaming, yelling, walking backwards. You know, it was just a lot of chaos and confusion going on. I'm on the sidewalk watching all of this stuff, and I'm getting hotter and hotter, and I started feeling like as if I was melting. Well, I heard someone scream, "Look out!" And there was a car coming towards me. I don't know what happened, but I closed my eyes, and when I reopened my eyes, I was like in a cage, but it wasn't like a cage, it was more like a tube. And I could see that I was on the floor, on the ground. So I kind of figured that I was some sort of animal, like a cat or a dog or something in a cage. And what I was looking at was everything around me was white. There was a white carpet. There was white shoes, which was like slippers. There were the white walls. They had silver pictures on the walls. There was like, well, the pictures was white, but it was framed. The frames around the pictures were silver. There was a white couch. There was a TV next to me, but it wasn't white. It was actually one of those kind of like floor TVs from back in the 70s. Also, I could see into the kitchen. But I'm looking at all of this from the ground up. Okay, so I'm on the ground. Like I said, I must have been an animal in a cage. So I seen a table which had white chairs to it, and it seems like all the furniture was leather. Beyond the table, I could see a door. Of course, the door was white, and the door had a window to it. And this is all I saw. I saw, and I didn't feel like I was melting. I didn't feel hot. But I did feel like I was in a cage or like a tube or a huge tube, which was considered like a cage. It felt like it was the future. And apparently, I woke up after that. I think I was getting a glimpse of the fact that that was what I'm going to be in the future. But that makes it really strange because I had another dream about my future. And in that dream, I ended up being a writer. I was a writer. I was a female. I was mixed. I want to say that I was my grandson's granddaughter. Okay? And I was getting off of work, and I was catching this shuttle. I'm gonna call it a shuttle. Like if you ever been to the airports, and the shuttle take you from one end to the airport to another end. What do they call them? Shuttle trails. They're like shuttle trains. I forget what they call them. I call them a shuttle. Okay, so it was something like that, and it was packed. It was like a lot of people on the shuttle, and we're all holding on. And me, I was holding on to the pole. I had this beautiful curly hair, just like my grandson's hair. I was mixed, light-skinned, but tan. And I had a what you call those things? A sling bag, like a work. It was a leather bag that I was carrying over one, or across my chest, over one arm. And I got on the trolley, bus, shuttle, whatever you want to call it. I got on there, and I was looking out. I had just got off work, and I was looking out of the window. And out of the window, I saw a whole bunch of trees. But I was looking over the trees, and just beyond the trees, you could see the sky. The sky was so beautiful and big and bright. It had the colors pink, orange. It's just like when the sun's about to set. I remember being in that shuttle, and I remember being, I had to be a journalist because I was just getting off of work from the newspaper. So that's another dream that I had about my future. These are really weird dreams and a couple of glimpses that spirit be giving me to see my future. My future can go a lot of different ways. This would be my afterlife, possibly, after this realm, after I leave this 3D world. But I love it when he shows me things, he talks to me, and I pay a lot of attention to my dreams. I also know about a lot of people who have been trying to get into my acoustic records, get into my dreams, to try to see where I'm going in the future, try to stop it. Because everybody's put here on this earth. They're put here with at least one spirit that is trying to stop them from doing what it is that they're called to do. That's everybody. Well, when you come to this earth in the 3D realm to do what it is you're supposed to do, the other side sends someone to stop you. Whether you're a good person trying to do bad, or you're a good person that is supposed to do God's work, Satan will probably send somebody to stop you. Or if you're Satan trying to just send somebody to stop you, somebody else is going to try to stop the bad person from succeeding in what he's doing. Either which way, there's no good without evil. There's no yin without yang. There is no light without dark. You feel what I'm saying? So if you was coming here to do something, somebody was all sent to stop you. Period. That's just how it goes. But that's the way. That's the way of the world. That's the way it is made to be. And a lot of people don't believe in reincarnation, spirituality, or any of that stuff. But the stuff is real. The stuff is true. And it'd be right in front of your face, but you'll be the type of person that will deny it all just because you don't want to seem strange to the worldly and earthly people who obviously would see it as strange for you to be thinking like that. Not me. I don't care. I'm highly intuitive. I am highly clairaudient. I'm highly clairvoyant. But I am also being stopped, blocked, and shut down, but I still keep going, even though people really do not want to see me succeed. But it's okay, because I know what I'm here for, and I'm not going to stop or leave until I've achieved the goal that I'm here for. Anyway, this has been another episode, and I just wanted to pass that through to you. I had to get this out because it came back to me. So, with that being said, as always, each one teach one. Deuces.